affection, a heart so true. Yours for the asking, I've got it all right here for you. You needn't be lonely, you shouldn't be blue. I'll design a life of love for you, and here's all you got to do. When you need a good loving, when you need a good kissing, when you need a good hugging, yeah, won't you call on me? You can't live alone, dear, your whole life through. Everybody needs a future, and I can see my future in you.
Alrighty, good morning and welcome to the Carol Cox Show. Another beautiful day here in Hawaii, and it's always a broken record. Every day is beautiful here in Hawaii. And just a few things that I wanted to talk about today, and you know, we've talked about being excluded from the media or media events by Governor Neil Abercrombie and his Lieutenant Governor Brian Schatz. Now, one may argue, well, it's their underlings who's behaving this fashion. And no, I put the onus on the two leaders. They're the ones who send the message down. It's a trickling down. And excluding people, or common people, seem to be the practice to be expected of the Schatz, or the Abercrombie Schatz administration. We now know that I understand that Ms. Takasi, the OIP director, is vacating her position, and some say that it's related to her ruling, the unfavorable ruling that Abercrombie received about releasing the judiciary names. But again, that might be a foul thing to say this early in the morning about a staunch Democrat and a liberal and a guy who's going to protect us all in our little ways and little people, but it's the truth. This is what Abercrombie has brought to us, and I'm going to convey to you today some other things, and basically not partisan, but if you'd like to call in 524-1080, but what I'm going to do is just as a tickler, I guess, you see that we have, excuse me, we have a situation in Libya. Muammar Gaddafi, we say that he's been in place for 40 years, and we frown on that, and he's a dictator. And Mubarak from Egypt spent 30 years. Here in Hawaii, we have Senator Daniel Inouye and Daniel Akaka, and they've spent about the equal number of years or more than Mubarak. And we just recently found out that Senator Inouye is not going to help fund or solicit money or whatever the game is being played here. But sounds like what we are cheering the people in Libya and Egypt for doing, we're allowing it to happen right under our noses. A young man travels off to the mainland, travels, goes to college, educates himself. He has to come back here and submit himself to the system, to the regime, if he or she wishes to get into politics. So immediately, if you looked at that list, it would be consistent with what Gaddafi, Mubarak, and others would do, dictators would do, is to, we defer to them, or their people defer to them, to appoint who they would like to see in office. And I thought this was a democracy that we lived in, but apparently it's a republic. I don't know. I don't want to play the word game. But that is some of the concerns. What I'm going to also do is talk about, I want to show you how the media is being willing and able and enhancing and helping the public on not understanding the facts of life here. And we're going to talk about the Wahiwa Reservoir, Lake Wilson. So I want to, this is all related, and you'll see why Governor Abercrombie wishes to have this matter and people like myself excluded and not receive public press releases, not be included in news events, because myself as a person, I won't carry the load as they want us to carry it. Okay, I got a call here. I'm going to see what we... Good morning, caller. You got a question, statement?
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine.
Good. You are our watchdog, and I am grateful to have you on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Your station is the hardest station to catch, but we are suffering, and we are catching it.
Well,
as of Mr. Abercrombie, he's doing okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Carlisle, they're doing okay. Mm-hmm. We got to give them a chance.
Yeah, we will give them a chance.
As for the Hawaiian Electric mm-hmm. Company, get your generators, people. $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Sam's Club.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Don't worry too much about the refrigerator. Buy your generators. Plug it in for your icebox.
All right.
And stay that way, because it is not Hawaiian Electric's fault. But the guy shouldn't have struck on the people at that time of need.
Mm-hmm.
That was very bad for them to do that.
Let me ask you,
criminals.
Let me ask you
in
something.
America.
And let me ask you a question. You say that the folks should not have gone on strike. Did they know that this emergency was going to occur?
Yes, they should have not gone on strike because of the emergency.
But did they know they had voted already, correct?
I can hardly hear you.
Well, you...
was that?
They had already voted on it, but why not project the same concern for HECO for allowing poles, antiquated poles, utility poles, to just sit there? It's just like our streets. Potholes go unaddressed.
So that was the emergency call to calling the new crew.
Right, I understand, but let's look at the big picture. Unions, they may be dead wrong, but also there was a negotiation. So why didn't HECO say, well, okay, we got a terrible emergency here.
Yes.
Let's settle this thing, boys
yes.
and girls. So
that's wrong in HECO's part also.
Well, be careful when you... You know, someone leave a piece of bacon out there on the street for a hungry person, you're inclined to just grab it and start gobbling, but be careful what's loaded in it.
Yes, so, it might be toxic.
And I do hold the union responsible. I think...
Now I'm talking to you, I hold the union responsible, and I hold HECO responsible.
Well, what I mean is, let me finish my sentence. I don't want you to just agree with me in part.
Okay.
I hold the union... because they should be smarter, because when it came to pushing that rail and all those things, the unions were running down there honking the horns during work time and finding events to get the rail in and all. So where, when it came time when they were getting beaten up on radio and in the news, where was the Mufi Hannemans and the Peter Carlisles and those people coming out and speaking on their behalf? So I say that...
Don't talk to me about Mufi Hanneman.
Well, he might be your next senator, folks.
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to that now.
Okay.
Anyway.
What he did, he got his just desserts.
Yeah, but our emperor said he, you know, there's a possibility he's a likable person and that he might get appointed. Or
the emperor is wrong. Yeah. Nobody's going to vote for Mufi.
Well.
He's dangerous.
Okay, well, we'll keep that in mind. Let me make a note
and
of that.
And I don't have hatred toward him.
Right, but he's dangerous.
He's going to try to redeem himself,
yeah.
But the people are too smart for all those people who redeem themselves.
Okay.
He's going to be suspended for a while, maybe forever, I don't know.
Well, it would be nice if it was, because it would be nice if he would just stay at the hotels and do his thing there.
I can hardly hear you.
It would be nice if he just stayed at the hotel and did his thing.
Oh, you know, when you lose your job, you lose your job. You don't get one more job.
Right. Well, it seemed to be the
big boys. The big boys taking care of big boys.
Right.
Carlisle says, no more cash cows.
Right.
That's what I'm looking for. Golden cows, my husband says over here.
Okay, well, I'll let you go.
Okay, nice
Alrighty.
Talking to you.
Thank you, anytime.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Well, I was going to share with you, we talked about being excluded, the media and people, the quote, because we are online and not writing a newspaper. Donald and De La Cruz, the governor's spokesperson, said that we are not invited to these events and should not. And to date, I've not received a press release announcing anything. But I want to share with you, give an example why they want people like myself out of the way. We may stumble across the truth, and we don't have any obligation to take the truth and shape it and fold it and give it back to you as a big lie. So this is this portion of the show is going to be called Damn Liars, and that says D-A-M, liars. And this goes back to the Lake Wilson. You saw the big article in the paper. You saw it on TV if you were or in town or around. Now, one of the things, the concern was one person that, this is Stan Wright, and Stan Wright, I understand, is active in giving tours at Lake Wilson, so clearly he would have an interest and putting a positive picture on this. I'm not going to fault him for that, you know. Business is business, especially your interest is your interest. But from a journalistic perspective, or from a talk show, or from a person of the watchdog and what have you, and environmental concerns, this is what I bring to this issue. And usually I would be consulted and have comment on this or about the Lake Wilson, as I've had for many, many, many years, at least 15 years on this subject. So what happened is that they talk about shopping carts. They talked about tree roots. Now, we know that homeless people are there, and we know that I've done several stories where we show massive amounts of dumping is occurring and jeopardizing the safety of the firemen and the policemen that respond there. We know that, and it was quite obvious when the water rises and recedes. You could see that, so nothing shocking. It wasn't newsworthy or anything. Dole Foods Company, Hawaii, the operator of Lake Wilson, said it is in the process of, this is from the Honolulu Star Advertiser, process of fixing the outlet valve that has been draining the water. Well, I have documents here that talk about a stuck valve, and as you know, down at Otake Camp in the old days, in the 70s, a few people drowned because there was a problem. The valve was stuck, that the alarm didn't go off, many of issues that went on there. But one of the most glaring concerns, they've been working on the problem for the last week. Well, the problem here is that DLNR, Department of Aquatics, is involved with this program and Lake Wilson managing it for the fisheries. But what you don't know is that the DLNR, under the engineering branch, also regulate and oversee the dam safety issues. You didn't hear anything about that. What this is about is that with all the heavy storms and the heavy rains, there's great concern that they must take the water and the pressure off of the face of the dam because it may collapse. The integrity of this dam is compromised. And that can be found in documents that I've retrieved from the state, DLNR's engineering branch. So this isn't about dying fish. If the fish get in, if the water level is lowered, it's going to cut the oxygen off and kill the fish. Well, the problem is, as the paper also said, and follow this glaring statement of mistruth. The source of the water is the watershed in the West Ko'olau Mountains. Now, while that would be considered half-truth, the source of the water that goes into Lake Wilson also, the statement should have read, is the sewage treatment plant from the Wahiwa area, owned and operated by the city and county of Honolulu. It pumps approximately 2 million gallons of water per day of sewage treated sewage water. And the question is, it's debatable, is it R2 or R3? Has it been really treated properly, at tertiary, secondary, what have you? Remember, that plant uses UV lights. And if they are using ferric chloride, that would compromise. And they have, on occasion, historically, had many, many failures and blackouts and systems and sewage spills in there. So that is really, here's Deborah Ward from the DLNR. We're concerned about the health of the fish in the lake. If the water level drops much further, said Deborah Ward, spokeswoman for the Department of Land and Natural Resources. Well, there are some bigger issues here, and we wrote a letter some while back in 2006 asking the health department, and we wanted to bring legal actions again because, you see, people eat the fish, and we've documented and we've interviewed people, and people eat some of the fish. People come in contact with the water. You have fecal coliform in high counts up there. So they're worried about the fish dying because of the oxygen contents. But if you pump sewage water into a reservoir that is filled, you got a better chance of it being diluted. You still have the volume of sewage and all of that, and if it's pumping out fecal coliforms at higher levels than allowed, or just fecal coliform. Remember, this is a tropical setting, and it's hot, and the climate here, and the setup there, it's not really a lot of water coming in to dilute it. So when you draw the water down and you're still pumping 2 million gallons of sewage, and it may be more from sewage treatment plants, then what do you have? You have a greater concentration. And if you walk up there, it looks as though they're trying to do a movie set. The water is stale and stagnant. And they are worried about the fish dying, not a mention of keeping the people safe. There's a sign that say leptospirosis, be careful of that, but nothing about fecal coliform, nothing about the dildron, the aldrin, the other materials, heavy metals, contaminants that are in the reservoir and in the flesh of the fish. So when the paper and Ward and others and the governor sits back and allow this garbage to be put out, that's irresponsible. That's why they don't want a person like myself to show up at a press conference, because I might ask, well, you're concerned about the fish and the shopping carts. What about the DDT that would be found in there? What about the heptachlor that has been documented in the Wahiawa Reservoir Risk Assessment Tier 1 preliminary investigation conducted by the State Department of Health Environmental Planning Office? And, excuse me. So that's what I would want to hear. That is what I would be asking a question about. What about those conditions? And you don't hear any of that. And this article goes on to talk about how they're going to repair it and what have you. Another one is that they talk about it being possibly dumped into the stream, into the Kalkonahua stream. And now, you know, maybe if you've heard my show in earlier days, you would have heard that the water that is dumped from the reservoir, a lot of it is being dumped into the Kalkonahua stream, which then finds its way out to the Haleiwa side at Kalkonahua Stream Bridge there, near Long Bridge in those areas. There's two converging streams there. And this water, it finds its way through Kalkonahua Road or Snake Road right alongside. You may recognize it if you drive along, and you'll see it just flowing over the ground there in a little trench that it has found and dug its way out. That water goes out, and children on the other end, people on the other end, don't know what it is that they're playing in, and playing in water that is actually sewage water. Water that is being treated at a sewage plant and dumped. While, yes, some of it comes out of the mountains, but 2 million gallons at least. And I'm being conservative because I just didn't have the recent updates on the situation with the sewage treatment plant. But again, the we have been, I wrote a letter in 2002, all of these issues now, asking the same questions that should have been asked today. What about, people were complaining about the smell. Now, on our website at carolcox.com, carolcox.com, I'm posting pictures up there, and you can see for yourself the actual pipe leading from the sewage treatment plant that is dumping the sewage. And I'll call it sewage because on occasion they have quite a few spills, and God only knows what's going on up there now because they have a clampdown on information. And with this Abercrombie Shots administration, God only knows what's going on. He hides the judiciary. He hides many a thing. So what is happening here? And this is the problem. This valve that they talk about. Got a call here. We're going to see what we got. Good morning, caller. You have a comment or question?
Oh, good morning, Carol.
Yes, good morning.
This is Filippo calling.
Hello, Filippo.
How are you, brother?
Good, good.
I don't... Forgive me for interrupting. I'm calling, basically, because I have some questions about what you're talking about.
Okay.
Number one, the level of the water that's in the Lake Wilson seems to be very very questionable, because isn't the water tables and all of the estuaries coming off of the mountain range of Mount Ka'ala that feeds into this area? It would seem that the amount of rain, especially of recent,
mm-hmm.
That water level basically maybe not getting back to its normal, but it would have increased twice as much as what it's doing right now. Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of, you know, the so-called 57 bridges to Hana?
Mm-hmm.
These 57 bridges basically are streams coming off the mountains, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the odd things, basically, when you go to Hana, is that when you look up Mauka, up into the mountain, you see all of this waterfalls coming down into the areas.
Okay? Right, right.
And as you're standing on the bridge, where the streams are going into the ocean, there's no water going into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the water has been taken up Mauka through a series of flumes to run down to Paia, into Sugar, mm-hmm. into Wailua, which the Baldwins did for over 125 years or so. So when I looked at Lake Wilson, the first thing came into my mind was these 57 streams being empty.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a sewage treatment plant right on the bank, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was constructed during World War II for the purpose of Schofield, and not for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that this sewage, basically the majority of it, was coming from the Schofield area complex.
Yeah, the understand something. Mount Ka'ala sits up. We'll call it upstream. So
yeah.
If it were to flow down the water table, and this is just speaking from what is just looking at it, it would be physically impossible to some degree for it to flow down through Kaukonahua Stream back up to the reservoir. So what you remember the Ku Tree, and when you go back up Wahiwa and up top of Wheeler up in the mountains there, back over in Haleiwa and those area, Kahukus?
Yes.
So that water table, the Ko'olau's, a lot of that water flows in there. There used to be a reservoir up there called the Ku Tree Reservoir, which they held water there, and it would gather all of the streams, and the Oupu had its access. Well, they demolished that. But the bigger problem here is the military, yes, had a great role in the structural the use of Wahiwa Reservoir originally. But to date, they don't dump their water, the military, into the Wahiwa Reservoir. What they do, if I can paint a picture, you take the dam itself, and at the foot of the dam, there is a puka, a hole poked, I'm just going to try to simplify, poked in the dam, and at the toe of the dam, and the water flows out into a flume, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, the city is dumping directly into the reservoir. It flows out, the sewage water and the fresh water that can gather from the mountains flow out of the dam into this flume, in theory. It's not supposed to, should not have been going in the Kaukonahua Stream. But our leaders have allowed it over and over again. So what happens, the water comes out of the dam at the foot and flows into a flume. And about 5 feet, I'll say 5 to 8, 10 feet, there is a baffle. And that is set up so the water builds up. And on the Haleiwa side, the downside of that baffle, the military has a pipe that dumps into the flume. So when they say, no, no, you're wrong, we don't dump our water into the Wahiwa Reservoir anymore, that is true. But what they are not telling you is that where does the water from the flume go? Well, the water from the flume meanders out and finds its way out into Haleiwa, back across the canyon for irrigation. And some of the information said in these news reports was that they use this water for irrigation of vegetables and all. But there are strict conditions on what these, you can't use it on leafy vegetables. You can use it on roots, papaya trees and things of that nature. But eventually, what kind of contaminants, the prescriptive medicines, the DDTs and the estrogens and all of those things that, so you can't just spray it, airily spray it on green beans or lettuce or anything. You shouldn't be, right?
So then it's all treated water then.
Oh, yeah, it's treated water. Now, here's the bigger problem. Now, we know in sewage water we have mercuries and heavy metals, right? Now, I recovered a report here, and we've been trying to get the state to disclose the Tier 3 investigation. And I have a report here. It's the Wahiawa Reservoir Fish Risk Assessment, the preliminary investigation. Yellow background indicates data points above reporting levels. And let me tell you, it's off the chart. And I'm going to post this one up on the chart on the website where you can see and listen at some of the lead, 0.76, 0.7, mercury, 0.12, methyl hexachlor. It's just tetrachlorin, M-xylene, biphenyls, decachlorobiphenyls, beta. It just goes on and on and on. Dildrin, but you didn't hear anything. They told us about shopping carts. And here's some of the fish that is found in bluegill, carp. We find it in the red devils. They found it in the snakeheads, and they found it in tilapia, right? And tucanary, and that's a very, and this is at where it was taken, samples were taken. So imagine, but all you heard in this news report was, and these news reports were the shopping carts, and they're going to raise the level up, it's going to be a problem for the fish dying. And the real problem is that now that sediment at draining that low, you're now going to be pulling a lot of sediment, and you're going to also be pulling a lot of the sewage water. And they also said that
it changes it.
Yeah.
Completely, yeah.
Completely. Yeah. And, you know.
The water, the quality of water stabilizes it, yeah?
Yeah.
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the heavy metals you still won't, I mean, you can dilute it in theory, but nonetheless, you still, in the fatty tissues of the fish. So the greater insult here that I'm finding is that when you go out there, you don't see the signs. You don't. The people are not told, stay out of the mud, stay out of the water. You know, you could get staph infection, whatever. Bacteria is up there, but...
I don't want to keep you on, basically. I want to listen to what you got. I have one more question.
Go for it.
How is it, you seem to be the only one that not only has knowledge of what's basically of need, but basically is concerned. How is it Albacami didn't appoint you head of the environmental office?
Well, I think I'm going to go out on a limb here and say one of the rudest and crudest things I'd ever say publicly. But I have an expertise. I compare myself to some of the others, and I see he's invited quite a few. But he already has Obama, so he has no need for me, you see. One is enough, I should say, because I do have the expertise. I wasn't consulted.
I mean, all these years I've heard you, you know?
Yeah, but they're not looking for...
No, they're not looking to fix it. Yeah.
And they're not looking to include and protect people as they claim. They tell us that the Republicans don't care for us small people, but when one of us small people, so to speak, now I use that in a humorous way.
It's almost like civil rights, isn't it?
It is that, and so when and not only that. Now, mind you, you don't have to reach out. He did put out a thing says that I'm soliciting, and if you are interested, but I have a snowball's chance in hell to be selected by any of these Democrats or anyone, even the legal administration, even though I assisted her and presented and did a lot of information gathering on the environment and other issues. When it comes down to it, when you got Obama, that's one is enough. You don't need a bus full, see, because then you got problems. And I say that openly because there is, when you even exclude me from receiving a press release, I'm sorry. It's fair game.
This guy, Isla, would ask you to come on board and be part of his team.
You know what I would rather have? Them to just incorporate the truth. Mm-hmm. When I find the truth, incorporate that. I'm not looking for a job. There's always a niche for me to fill in this capacity. It's a very comfortable one. It is a good one, and I serve as a conduit for people. Not all people are dishonest and apathetic. That's how I get my
information. Ira has been somewhat in the thick of things throughout the past 20 years, yeah?
Yeah.
So he knows what's going on. The question is, what is he going to do about it, yeah?
Well, you know, in answer to your question about Abercrombie appointing me, well, when you look at it, Isla's been quite active and proactive and an activist. He was involved in the Ka'ai and very other, what some would call, controversial issues.
Correct.
And I find myself not to be as controversial, other than having
a
bag
of
truth.
What's porno?
So one have to ask. That's why I make that off-color joke about having one Obama is enough, because I know there are other people who has compromised backgrounds. And have some concerns and what have you, but the Democratic Party is quick to reach out and incorporate them. But for me, it's here he comes, close the door, lock the door, because he's going to tell the people the truth. So we don't want that. That's what it's about, you know.
You keep swinging, brother.
I will.
We'll keep listening.
Make sure now, swinging.
No, I mean at the plate.
Yeah.
Trying to hit home runs.
Exactly.
Okay?
But thank you. But anyway, folks, this is serious. When you are able to get this information, and you walk up. Here's an example. And undisinfected wastewater discharge into Lake Wilson. Now, these are just press releases. I just took a few, and there's lots. September 14, 2006, an electrical malfunction at the Wahiawa Wastewater Treatment Plant this morning resulted in the discharge of 26,555 gallons of wastewater that had been treated but not disinfected. Well, that's just one. And then March 23rd of that same year, another. The spill occurred between 11:50 and 12:20 a.m. when heavy rains was falling in the area. The spill wastewater is believed to have entered Lake Wilson. Now, you know, this is how loose they are. We talk about media and accuracy and what have you. This is their press release. If you got a pipe dumping into Lake Wilson, why do you need to say that the wastewater spill is believed to have entered Lake Wilson? It either entered Lake Wilson or it went into their homes. Didn't get any reports of the streets flooding with urine and fecal matter and solid waste. Human waste, it had to have flowed into the Wahiawa Reservoir. So what we have in this entire process is a situation where we're allowing our government to take, pick and choose as to who bring them the news, who bring them the truth, and then beat anyone away and ignore them that would dare speak the truth. And so in 2003, April 28th, I wrote the director of Chiyomi Fukino, questions relating to Lake Wilson. And all of those questions that we're asking today that they should have talked about in these recent events and recent articles, nothing, absolutely nothing. The questions went unanswered, and they talked about the great work they did at Lake Wilson regarding the Salvinia molesta and also the hyacinth that got out of hand. You see, the evidence is right there. If Salvinia molesta grows, but wouldn't grow that fast if you were to have taken away the nutrients from the water. So they were feeding. They had a lot to feed on, and that lot was coming from the sewage treatment plant. And up at Whitmore, there's a military installation up there, and where does that water come from? Go? Well, that water goes into the treatment plant and then dumps into Lake Wilson. Good morning, caller. You got a question or statement?
Yeah, one quick question. Have you any idea on what the coal levels are of Lake Wilson?
Ed, turn your radio down, yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. I like hearing you, and you like hearing yourself. So let's. You got it now?
No, I got you.
Does anyone
have any idea what the coal farm levels are of Lake Wilson? You know, for a standard beach water, it should be probably about 10 coal farm per 100 liters of water to make it safe. Does the health department ever check the coal farm levels there? That would be the indication of the degree of contamination. Do you have any of this information?
No, Ed, what we tried to do was I've even had my lawyer to actually write and on my behalf and ask for a Tier 3, and they said that they don't know if they have the money to determine that or to spend it. It was about $30,000 or something, they said. So I don't know exactly what the levels are, but I'm looking here at 44DDE was very high, and DDT was very high. Chlordane, alpha chlordane, was 5.5. Chlordane, anyway, Dildren, it doesn't show on this. They remember now, they need to test, and if they don't test for it, they wouldn't have a... So I can't answer you, but there's a...
Wouldn't it be simple just to engage one of these testing laboratories that test water? Mm-hmm. I don't know how much it costs. I didn't think it would cost to have them go test the water. Well, just for your information.
Yeah, well, the problem is, you know, if they're not inviting me to press conferences or sending me a press release, let me finish.
No, as a private citizen.
I understand.
And this way, they can't juggle the figures. You getting it and you paying for a water sample yourself. I'm sure it'd be, you know, less than $50 to have it done.
Here's a dilemma, and I'll offer this advice to anyone out there that wants to take up their own samples and go do it. It is a futile effort. There is no reward in it because you take the samples. How are you taking the samples? You know, it could be called into question, did you prep the sample? Is it biased? Is it so to get away from that is not our job. It should be simple for the government.
I understand all this, but
it don't work any other way. You walk in with a sample. I could go out there with you today, take a sample, and we would be met with a barrage of questions. Well, was it tested according to EPA standards? See, there's a protocol, and I don't know that protocol, and I would have to hire. I could take it to White Laboratories, for example, or whomever out there doing the sample. I would have to be consistent with the protocol. If not, prepping it. Did I freeze it? Did I, you know, all of that. So I stay away from that and hopefully say to the government, you have an obligation. If you're going to spend time telling us about shopping carts and the potential of fish dying, tell us about people and the heavy metals that are found in the water and in the mud and the silt that that you're pumping into the streams that children are going to...
My question is that, you know, for a while I would consider Hollywood contaminated. There were private laboratories for a minimum fee to come test your water. Mm-hmm. Now, not to change the subject, but you take Cahuilla Beach. It's heavily populated by swimmers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if the bacterial results are available to the general public. I would think that the coliform levels at Cahuilla Beach where it would be above public health standards.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they would ever publish that because it's on Lake Kiki. Because
right.
You've got that big drain that drains into Cahuilla Beach in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I just brought that up. That's where you'd have a certified lab making tests.
It's plausible. It's a good idea, but the problem is the issue becomes a bigger problem, and it's not our job to go out and sampling. And you expose yourself to certain risk when you get out there, and I just don't do that. I let them do it. That's why they pay them so much money, and they have.
They may take the test, but the results aren't a standard, they're not going to publish it.
Yeah.
See, the, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they are good at holding back and not releasing it, and they're still reviewing
anyway,
it.
Anyway, I thought I'd just mention that.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling. All righty. As you can see, the many issues that goes on here. In 2000, the state is receiving a letter of Robert Bunda. Marcus Oshira, you know, I have photos and video of those guys walking up on the dam, and as I talked before, if you really looked at the dam itself and how it's being upkept and then the upkeep on it, you'd scratch your head and say, why do we put up with this nonsense? There was a plastic sheet laying on top to keep the rain from weathering. And remember that this was never meant to serve as in its capacity that it serves today. It started out as a agricultural holding area for water that they could regulate, and they knew how much they needed and what have you. And pumping the sewage in. And as I talked about the sewage in the military now, what we had recovered were documents showing that the military was compensating Dole a substantial amount of money. And also other documents show that they, to compensate for the use of that pipe over their land, paid an enormous amount of money. Taxpayers would be shocked. And where does that water go? A lot of it is just taken out and out by the old sugar mill in Waialua, and a lot of it is just ground disposed. There are documents that speak specifically to that, where it's ground disposal. And we'll be posting a lot of other stuff. And we've actually filed complaints with the EPA. And what do the EPA do? They come to town, and they hang out, and they drink a few beers, and they stand and lie and glad hand the state and the city. And then they go on TV and tell you, we were at Hakimo Road and we arrested two guys on a moped that was dumping motor oil out of a coffee cup, and we arrested them. And they're going to go to jail, and went to federal court, and this is what the EPA does. But I file maybe 6 or 7 complaints against them with the EPA and never hear anything back from the EPA. Nothing. But if you're on a moped, and this is a warning to all of you, if you're on a moped and you throw down a battery and you just suggest or look as though you do drugs or have a problem and can't get a lawyer and not part of the big system, the EPA will chew you up and spit you out. But when it comes to bigger violations, they engage in consent decrees. Case in point, look at the Waimanalo Gulch landfill. They came in here on the high horses, even though Gil lied and said that they were here on the 13th. But they came in, wrote up a consent decree, and that's another thing that cripples the public. What is a consent decree? That just means that we now agree that you can get away with murder. It's just that if you use a wrong weapon in killing the person, that might be a problem. But you have our authority, and if anybody asks, we'll just tell them, the shots that you heard were really just fireworks. That's what the EPA serves. They should have come in and prosecuted the bejeebus out of these folks in the state of Hawaii and the city and questioned the state's ability to enforce and regulate. Still yet, the state health department is not, under the Abercrombie and Schatz administration, is not allowing any of this information to get out, refused to give me inspection reports from last year conducted by the inspectors at the Department of Health. So this, I used the Waihewa Reservoir, and there's just so much. I would take another 6 weeks to tell you in detail about this, and I wouldn't be repeating myself, believe it or not, on the various points and the problems that you see here. But I would warn all of you that you need to really get a handle on this thing, what's going on in this Abercrombie Schatz, Carlisle administration. We're headed for trouble. And I mean the cloaking and the secrecy and telling us only what we are to hear that they want us to hear. Even though we crave for the truth and we look for the truth, this is a warning, folks, of the emergency broadcast system created by me. Wake up. There is things going on in these two administrations that they adopted the old stance, the old boy. It's just a continuation of it. And I'm not offering this now to say go out and vote the Republicans. Don't call me up and tell me I'm supporting the Republicans. I'm just saying to you, there is trouble with the gang that you hang out with. There is trouble for you and me when we vote for these guys and we hand them the gavel, we hand them the alarm, we hand them the checkbook, and we stand by and watch. We see our gas prices go up, nothing comes down. And it is absolutely crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm going to try to answer this call, but call if I don't have a lot of time here. So, good morning, caller. You got a question or statement real quick?
Yeah, I just would like to get away from the radio.
Can
you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Real quick.
Now, I just wanted to, the comment you made earlier about you already got one Obama, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's sad because, you know, if you look at that, it's a true statement. You know, you don't see any African Americans being hired in the administration. You also don't see many Filipinos.
Right.
And they're the ones that get out there and fight. And I just think it's sad.
Yeah, it is true. And you know, I mean, we fund guys that go around and tell Filipino jokes in our high schools and talk about the Chinese language, and then we write up a legislation or a resolution in the city council to condemn Rush Limbaugh. This place is crazy, man, but it's fixable. And it's fixable with that little check box when you make that check in the voting booth. And you don't think once you vote him in, because we told Mufti Hanuman it was over, go. He was caught, and probably there's concerns of his honesty and his fundraising in Pittsburgh and all the other things. And then his name surfaced up that he's a candidate, a potential, I don't think so, as a first caller say, but we'll hold them all accountable. But anyway, thank you for calling, and I want you to join us on the next hour coming up. I'm going to have Dr. Robert Geffner, who is a clinical research professor of psychology at the California School of Professional Psychology at Alliant International University in San Diego. Anyway, join me in the next hour. We're going to take a news break here, and this is the Carol Cox Show. See you shortly.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for the second half of the Carol Cox Show right after the news on K108.